Aw, yeah, what up, Vancouver? This is So Salacious with your host, Sprocket Doyle. We got the lovely Sarah Malish in the house today. This is Fort Knox 5 with Who's Gonna Funk for Peace. We've got some concert announcements coming up, as well as a Fort Knox 5 announcement, so stay tuned.
You better listen to me now.
That was Bad Bo, Hit It Maestro with MC Reyna on the vocals. That was a J-Pod remix from Bad Bo's album, Pump Up the Funk Remixed. If we're lucky today, we're going to have a J-Pod interview. We've been much awaiting this for the past month or so. So fingers crossed, everything works out. We've got a concert and announcement for April 19th at the Red Room. You'll be able to catch DC's Finest, a.k.a. Fort Knox 5, alongside the UK's Decline at the Red Room. Like I said, this show is being put together by the legendary Vancouver company, Twisted Productions. So I'd like to give a big shout out to Craig Doherty and that crew for hooking us up with some tickets for the show. As well, we'll also be giving away a pair of tickets to one lucky caller. We'll be giving those tickets out on the week of the event, so stay tuned. This is Fort Knox 5, or sorry, no, this is Laidback Luke. Featuring Majestic. This song is called Pogo, a Decline remix.
The way should have been oh so good with immaculate taste. So all my hooligans front to back, gonna start a revolution with a kick and a clap. Don't worry about the vibe, cause they got it on tap. We're gonna take this track all over the map. I'm in a bit down, that up, the bass gets better. Every other lyric that my flow gets better. The bass gets rougher, the beats get tougher. Even while out to the bass like a nutter. The beat right up, the rumor up. Original lyrical thing, we're chatter. Hands to the air, now watch where the flow goes. No, no. Bounce like you're jumping in a pogo. Bounce like you're jumping in a pogo. Bounce like
My name is Justin Roger, and I recently just graduated from the postgraduate radio broadcasting program at Humber College. Being from BC, when you talk to radio professionals and you mention Humber, you see their face light up. That's what really sold me on the school, is that its reputation, even way out west, top notch.
Radio broadcasting at Humber College in Toronto is the only postgraduate radio program in Canada. Get yourself on air and job ready in under a year. Pursue your passion. Visit mediastudies.humber.ca.
James Wood, half of Mega Bear. You're listening to CITR. Earfook.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Titan Sound with Made You Slang Tank, because who can have enough slangs? This is from the Scour 100 pick. I liked it. Maybe you'll like it. Check it out.
Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the titties is out. Titties newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid.
King of the tang, king of the tang.
Yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack, where you and your men's at? Do the smurf, do the wop baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back.
88.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball of convention, free admission. Hustlers, feelers, and killers can move swift. Girls, get close, you can feel where the truth at. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my waist, the eagle 440. I see niggas running. Yo, my mood is real rude. I lay you out, show you what still do. Mobsters don't box, my pump shot obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk hostage. Like Punk said, you ain't even in me closet. Maybach, Benz back, CTV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how the head is. Females who's the sexiest, it's always the nastiest. And I like a little sexiness. A lot of clams, mommy reaching the bag. Pass plans, mommy reaching the bag. Pass the fifth, I'm a leader at last. It's a dawn, you bitch, my nonsense spit. Niggas lose consciousness.
From the heights, not with am I right? Simple, I can do this. Like Popeye the Brutus, I'm your host, like the stewardess. Fly with the neighborhood, hijacking fellas. So
CITR 101.9 FM, this is So Salacious. You just heard Taj Mahal's Statesboro Blues, and that, of course, was a J-Pod remix. We're going to see in the next couple minutes if we can get him on the line for an interview. This is Joe Revel. This is a mashup by Joe Revel. This is called Hand Me Downs in the Basement, an RJD2 versus Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Cousin, come call on. Me the grap lover. Yes, the younger soul brother. Keep your eyes on the prize, cause you won't find another. When the funk is played, the rhyme I display. What? Quick to bust a dick, so don't slip in the way of the kid with the flavor. The party people savior. What? Clocking all the honey's eyes sharp like a razor. Yeah. I kick a dance step, you're soon to discover. Yo, that's the kid from. Yeah, once in a while I'll be with Tia on the DL. Or I flow with Pete and find my placement in the basement. Yeah. The basement. Yes, where the beats and the rhyme flow. Peace, I gotta go. Grashed us out the door of the basement.
Of the basement. Next we got special guests. I ain't gonna tell you who it is. Come on.
Tick-tock, tick, things are getting thick. Yeah. Here comes the hipster, and I know it makes you sick. To see a black man getting paid on the regular. Called with the cellular. Fellas, I'm telling you, I got plots and plans. Pots and bands, stocks and grands. So make room for the big man. I walk the streets in peace, and I'm never strapped. But I know a crew of young guns that'll send you back. So easy does it on the DL. Peace to Pete Rock and the Megadon CL. Heavy D's on the stretch, let you know there's no replacement. Right. Peace, sign it off, check, 1-2, straight from the basement.
Straight from the basement. I'm telling you now, kid. It's crazy fact. I wonder who this is coming up. Fourth but not least, the backbone of the wig out. Freestyle, crazy, hardcore, no sellout. Speaking upon where I dwell from the dungeon. All over the U.S. states, even London. Past time, present, black to the future. Swimming in beats like a dolphin, so call me Don Shula. I rate a well like Art Shell, crazy defense. A pro bowl with soul for local events. The crew name is CL Smooth with Pete Rock. Hit a sail when I prevail and stare into the dock.
That's right.
The pimp daddy of the funk flavor, catch you later. Clever like a secret agent coming from the basement.
That's right. It's crazy funky.
Oh, my man. It's crazy funky. His name is Robo.
Alakazam, you'll never guess what I am. Motto is that nothing ever changes but haircuts and kicks to stacks of vocal bricks like days. When kids say, Pete makes beats in the basement. Cold hit the pavement, over to the chill side, the real side, the 7-7 hillside. I thought I'd just chill, take a breath. Straight up Columbus Hill, make the left and get fixed. Plus the ghetto chicks got flicks of me, stacks of kicks. My joints bumping lovely, walking down the street. Much props on the send, yo, I hear voices saying that's Robo. In the
ah, yeah, this is funky. I can feel it. My man from the Vernon, his name is D.
Fly like an eagle, a seagull. Always into something like Snoopy the Beagle. People grab a tight hold of yourselves. Car, snatching raw papes off the shelves. Blowing up spots from state to state. I'm coming to town, but you just can't wait. Check the station for conversation at 6. Blah, uno, here to put suckers in the mix. I get deeper than oceanography. Thinking of crazy shit like psychology. So speak the peace, then slide like grease. The beat is fat, but the rhyme is obese. In the basement.
In the basement is where I dwell. Sucker MCs fell. Cause I am crazy funky. CL Smooth. My man Rasan. Bravo. D-Dar Baby Paul. The Hepster. My brother Grap Lover.
CITR 101.9 FM. At the beginning of this show, we announced a concert announcement on April 19th at the Red Room. So that's Fort Knox 5 and the UK's Decline. They'll be there This show's put on by Twisted Productions. So one big shout out to Twisted for hooking up some tickets to a lucky caller. We'll be giving out those tickets on April 14th, I believe. So it's about 5 days before the show. This is Ed Solo and Decline with Ghost Town off of the Jungle Cakes Volume 8. A little of an old track, but I'm sure you'll like it. And if you're not convinced to go to the show yet, maybe you will now.
All the clubs are being closed down. This place is gonna be like a ghost town.
hope you enjoy the past couple minutes of this hip-hop instrumental. Unfortunately, I did not plan to play this song. We kind of use this for a background noise during interviews. So unfortunately today, we're not going to get through to J-Pod. And we'll probably just record the interview prior and then play it, like I should be doing. However, I'm not doing that. So this is Ed Solo and Decline with Ghost Town. Oh, sorry, you just heard Ghost Town. This is Top Ranking. Check it out, Jungle Cakes. Oh yeah, this is So Salacious on CITR 101.9 FM, and we have successfully got J-Pod, the Beat Chief, on the line. So stay tuned for the next couple seconds. We'll see if we can get him on the air, and we've got a couple questions for him, and here we go. Hey, Jason, how you doing, man?
Great, how you doing?
Great. I just wanted to say thanks again for agreeing to the interview and coming on the show So Salacious on CITR 101.9 FM.
Right on. I'm stoked to be here.
Thanks, man. We caught you at the Red Room alongside Sticky Buds and Wooden Sue on March 1st. Awesome show. So let's get down. We've got a couple questions for you. So we know that you've been releasing a free tune on SoundCloud every week.
Yep.
We played this week's Statesboro Blues by Taj Mahal.
Nice.
Can you give us any clues of what's in store for next week?
Well, I pretty much got one left, and it's my favorite one out of the Blues and Bebop remix pack. It's the remix of, hold on, it's just slipping my mind right now. of course. Definitely like the 90 BPM glitch hop, amazing.
Nice. Okay, so that's definitely something to look forward to.
Little Walter is the one, My Babe.
My Babe, sweet.
Yeah.
I'm not very familiar with it, but I'm sure I will be by next week.
Yeah, it's definitely, in my opinion, the strongest one, and I've had a lot of good times playing this one out, so.
Awesome.
So yeah, expect that one Wednesday.
Wednesday, it is. We'll mark calendars. Who is your favorite artist to collaborate with? Maybe you could tell us that.
I haven't done a whole lot of you mean like actual like collaborations with artists or just sort of the remixes?
Just kind of remixes on songs or playing live?
As far as actual like production collaborations, I've been trying to get into doing more lately because, you know, like I think one person can only inspire themselves so much and you always learn a thing or two when you work with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last year I did a collaboration with Love and Light and I really enjoyed that experience because we had some time to do it together and like instead of just sending things back and forth. And I really enjoyed working that way. One of the things that I really got out of that too was how beneficial a standing studio is.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to move around a lot more and you know, feel the music standing up because it's made to be danced to, but also in a collaborative sense, it's way easier for both people to just sort of be in doing stuff versus when you have one person sitting there, like the other person kind of just has to sit nearby and provide input via audio only, via talking.
Right on.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience working with them for sure.
Cool. Sorry if it seems that I'm going to be rushing you. We've only got about 9 minutes left of the show before a next show.
All good.
Cool. Where's your favorite place to play? You got a favorite venue or festival?
There's a lot of favorites that I've gotten. As far as venues go, in Canada, Nelson, the Spirit Bar, is always a standout. My new hometown favorite spot is Arcade out of Kelowna. It's kind of like, it's a retro arcade audio lounge and it's a sort of always this rad crew party.
Sweet.
Going down to the States, Denver's really, really awesome. They're really friendly to new kinds of electronic music and sounds. And San Francisco is always amazing. And then for festivals, I would say Bass Coast has become my favorite group of people. And obviously the remix albums I make are for Bass Coast every year. And Shambhala is a standout. Burning Man, like there's just such a big list, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hard to pick one place.
Sure. Is there any festivals that you haven't yet played that you'd like to?
Oh, yeah, there's an ever-growing list of those, too. There's ones down in the States like Lightning in a Bottle. There's There's this one called Enchanted Forest that looks really cool that I've seen. Up in Canada, I've pretty much played like most of the main ones. Mm-hmm. And then overseas, I've heard of Boomtown. It sounds really cool in the UK. Mm-hmm. Outlook in Eastern Europe. And actually, there's one called Beloved Festival that I've heard amazing things about.
Where's that out of?
That's in Oregon. I think it's kind of sort of based out of Portland.
Sweet.
And that one and Boomtown, unfortunately, all happened the same weekend as Shambhala. And so you've got like all these amazing festivals that happen at the same time. I don't know how anyone could go to all of them.
Brutal. How do you make your mind up?
It's kind of like that moment at a festival when, you know, you want to see three different people, mm-hmm. but they're all at different stages. Only now it's like different festivals in different parts of the world happening at the same time.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Cool. So other than making music, is there any other passions that you have?
Yeah. So basically being outside, I would say, is one of the things that sort of just gives me the most satisfaction and life inspiration. I know that's pretty general, things I like to do outside.
That's good,
though. For the most part are like riding my electric skateboard or just like exploring, you know, hiking, climbing sort of thing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How did you get into DJing and producing?
I kind of just got the spark from electronic music when I first, you know, started hearing it in high school, probably like grade 9 or 10. Even before that, there was like electronic beats that I liked, or pop songs with electronic beats that I didn't realize what it was I liked about them until later. I was like, oh, you know, the production quality, the electronic drums and whatnot. But I'd say mid-high school, when Firestarter came out, like that was really what just got me enamored with the music. And soon after that, my friend introduced me to this demo version of a program, and I just started fooling around with it, and that was basically the start of making electronic music.
Sweet.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what were you doing as a job before you got into the whole music scene? Did you have a boring job like the rest of us?
Well, I mean, it was an indoor job. I wouldn't necessarily call it boring. I went to school for computer programming, mm-hmm. and got my degree in that. And so I've done, you know, I've worked in a lot of that environment, the computer programming, software development. And I mean, maybe it's boring to some people, but I actually get a lot of enjoyment out of the problem solving aspect. And I think in the long term, I really want to get back into a balance of doing that and music. Cause it's, I guess it's a little less creative and a little more logical and something that's easy to do maybe when I'm not feeling creatively inspired, which, you know, isn't 100% the time.
Of course.
So yeah, I mean, that's my other sort of skill and career. And yeah, it's kind of boring, but also kind of fun. The stuff you can make is definitely useful and unique. Maybe I'll end up balancing the two by finding work with, you know, one of my favorite audio engineering programs, something like that, I think would be extremely interesting.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, that was my short list of questions for you, one of my favorite producers. Thanks cool. a lot for coming out. And one last question, if I can, probably the most important question of mm-hmm. the day, kind of a tradition, so to say.
Right.
If you could be any animal, which animal would you be? Maybe you could tell us a little bit why.
I would be a peregrine falcon because they're the fastest bird. And there's just, to me, there's nothing
Plus you
better
like to be outside,
than the idea of flying. Like, it's like the ultimate superpower. If I could pick anything, it would be flight.
Yes.
So to be any animal, I think I would just have to go with the fastest bird.
All right. Locked in.
Like, what would be better than flying super fast?
I don't know. Plus you're outside, which is your other favorite passion. So there you go.
Yeah.
J-Pod, the Peregrine Falcon on So Salacious, 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot for the interview, man. Really appreciate it. We'll definitely catch you at your next Vancouver appearance.
Right on.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Time.
No problem. Thank you.
Yep. We'll see you again.
See you, man. Right, Vancouver, So Salacious, CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard a exclusive interview with the man, J-Pod, the Beat Chief, out of the Okanagan Valley. For those of you who didn't catch it, J-Pod, the Beat Chief, would like to be a Peregrine Falcon, because they're the fastest flying birds, and who wouldn't want to fly fast? All right, this is the last minute of the show. We're going to give it up for the Leo Romero show with the one and only Leo Ramirez. There he is. He's already in the studio. He's so excited to play. And here he comes. So Salacious signing out.